Type of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario, The Quickening Spiral by Stuart Boone. Okay. We're good whenever you're ready, Edwin. Yep. Sir.
Well, you. So, Max.
Yes.
I guess you have a choice in your wandering takeover of Alicia and Lip or somebody else.
I think I'll play both as needed.
Okay. That won't cause any confusion. And Randall, Saxy has been home at his apartment with the girlfriend there, getting over his flu. He does seem to be getting worse, and you've also noticed that those red spots that you had seem to have grown and are starting to produce these weird sort of spiral raised welts on your arms. You are down another 5 points of POW on the 100-point POW scale. But you're feeling all the sort of normal loose stuff. Your muscles are stiff, your brain's a little foggy. But obviously something else going on. There's also been some more alarm in the local papers. Some people seem to are starting to die from this disease. It's sort of getting big play in newspapers. More businesses are starting to shut down. It's Monday, June 13, and you drag yourself into the club Le Chat Noir, and the gang is there. It's in the afternoon, and you're sort of discussing your future plans and catching each other up on what has transpired to date. And it sounded like the conclusion of the conversation was to have a conversation again with Olivier, who is the manager or the owner of La Belle Époque, the other jazz club that you visited earlier. But that could have been a confusion, and it's possible that the decision was actually to go talk to Oscar Duplessis. I'm not sure if this is a note-taking fault or a name confusion, or in fact you had decided to go talk to Olivier.
No, I wanted to go talk to Olivier because he's the source of our problem at the moment, right? Because yeah. My argument was that the story goes, apparently Pearl cursed Louison with the sickness. Louison, in a revenge attempt, summoned the monster in the swamp. And it's the sickness we care about. The monster in the swamp isn't hurting anyone unless you actually, you know, go into the swamp and attack it or something.
So let me clarify one thing. I think you adding the sickness to the curse is your... you have done that.
Well, that's fine.
Which is fine, right,
That was my understanding, that the curse on Louison was the sickness. That's the way I understood it. So whether that's right or wrong, I have no idea.
Right. Yep.
Certainly Paul has no idea.
Right.
You know, and we have clearly established that Paul believes that anyway that Pearl had nothing to do with cursing Lewis on. So now the theory is that someone unknown cursed Lewison with the sickness, and the sickness has spread.
Oh.
Lewison, in a revenge attempt, summoned the monster, so we don't care about the monster, because it's not hurting anyone. So the question is, who cursed Lewison with the sickness? And it was Olivier who told us that Pearl was the one who cursed Lewison, because Olivier is the one that Lewison went to try to kill Pearl. So we need to go back to Olivier, because he was mistaken in telling us that Pearl cursed Lewison, or he just flat out lied to us. In either
Hold on a sec. Let's think about this. Now, during the reading of the journal, was there anything mentioned, like, did Lewison only get sick after he summoned the monster?
The journal is not a journal in the sense of being a Lewison diary.
Right, okay.
The book is a journal-like book that when you first saw it, it was handwritten and leather-bound, and it looked like a journal. But it certainly seems to have been written by somebody other than Lewison and somebody prior to Lewison.
Okay,
and in fact, the book you know, or you don't know it's necessarily that book, you know that a book was provided to Lewison for the purpose of getting revenge.
Right. So, I mean, even if I am totally off, Olivier told us that Lewison wanted to hire him to knock off Pearl because Pearl had cursed Lewison.
Absolutely.
Clearly that is a lie. That has to be. There's no way that sweet old lady cursed Lewison or did anything that would make him want to kill her. So even if I am 100% wrong in my logic, Olivier is still under strong suspicion here, because okay. He's telling a story. He's making up stories against that poor Miss Clemens, and I just won't have it. I won't have it.
Can I
Paul
get,
Brown, champion of the ladies?
Can I get a luck roll from you there, Jim?
Sorry. This will take a moment. I was prepared to argue my case. I wasn't actually prepared to, game.
I rolled up.
to play.
Let's see. Character sheets. I mean, come on. What is it?
Oh, that's silly nonsense.
Oh, where are you, Paul? There you are. Okay, let's throw some bones. Oh, I think even with my low luck at the moment, that might be a pass. Character sheet opening. Yes, I passed by 2. 27 out of 29.
Awesome. So you guys are all at the Chat Noir. It's Monday afternoon. And Paul is laying down some eloquent arguments. As you take a break from not playing. You can certainly go to La Belle Époque and look for Olivier if you like. Argue back against him.
Well, that sounds just fine, Paul. You had some good rapport with that waitress there. Maybe she can help us again.
That's true. Maybe she can. So let's go. What are we waiting for? I don't trust that Mr. Olivier. We might need to beat some sense into him.
Saxy, are you headed with them? Is Randall? Nope, he's there. He's muted.
Maybe. I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. And are you? Is Saxy there accompanying the gang over to the Belle Époque to meet with Olivier?
Yeah, I will get back to them. Yeah, for sure, and follow their lead. I'm just trying to find out a cure for my disease, and it seems like they have a better understanding of what is happening. So, all
right, and it seems like We will say that sounded like that was Alicia agreeing to go, so we'll leave Jimmy behind.
Yep.
Because he's pretty beat up still.
Yeah.
Mentally, in particular.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely seems like he's not quite all there. And in fact, he may be having trouble staying sober.
Well, that boy Jimmy has never been quite right in the head. So, you know, I can understand making up stories about seeing some horrible monster in the swamp. That totally freaked me out too. I'd want to drink after making up such stories too.
So, so you guys having figured out the easy wiring technique.
Paul, that's true. I can start Jimmy's car pretty easily.
Yeah, Paul goes out and starts up Jimmy's automobile and drives you guys 3 blocks over to La Belle Epoque just again, and you head in. The doors are open. The one of your bouncer friends is there, and he lets you in. And you're greeted by the same pretty hostess, and she gives quite a smile for Paul. Good afternoon. Didn't think I'd see you again so soon. What do I owe this good fortune? Paul is his usual tongue-tied self.
Yes, yes. You know, the mute button gets me every once. Gets the best of all of us. We need to have a talk with Mr. Olivier again. There's some confusion we need to clear up with him.
Well, I do believe he is upstairs and available. Why don't you boys have a seat at the bar, and I'll go check.
Okay, we do that.
She does that, and you notice the club is fairly lightly attended, mostly probably because it's early afternoon. The band's not on yet, and a little while later, she comes down and leads you three upstairs. As you remember, it's a pretty plush room, seems fairly well soundproofed from the nightclub, and Olivier greets you and says, good afternoon, Miss Stone, and boys, have a seat. What can I do for you?"
Yes. Well, my man Paul here had some interesting questions after we had done a little bit more research into the Louis Son case, as we were talking before.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, Mr. Olivier, you done told us that Mr. Louis Son wanted to have you help him hire someone to knock off Miss Pearl.
Yes.
Because you said that Miss Pearl had laid some sort of voodoo curse on Mr. Louison.
Mr. Louison seemed to believe that this woman had laid a curse on him, yes.
And why did Mr. Louison believe that?
Well, he was right drunk when he came in talking all this stuff, but my feeling is that he wasn't willing to take responsibility for his actions. I mean, the man's lost a family fortune more than once over, and either he's feeling guilty or he just doesn't feel like it could possibly be his fault, and so he decided that it must be a curse. Now,
Well, curse is as curse may be, but why would he think that Miss Pearl had cursed him? There must be a reason that he picked Miss Pearl out of the whole wide world.
Well, my understanding is of all the people in this world that Mr. Louison may have done wrong, Pearl is the one he most done wrong.
Well, and that doesn't make much sense, because it seems like he sent Pearl up here to get taken care of when she was sick.
True, that is true. It was several decades after slavery had ended that he set her free, but it is true that he apparently did not want her to die in his house.
This Louison man is just seeming crazier and crazier. He wants to save her, and then he blames her for cursing him. That just doesn't make any sense.
I do agree that he seemed fairly off his rocker. And I also agree with you, Paul, that that Pearl is not. I mean, I don't know her, but I know of her, and seems to me unlikely that such an upstanding woman would do such a thing. And of course, it's all rot. In any case, I mean, curses and so forth. I don't really hold with that.
Wait, but you do, because you were able to provide him with the book.
Well, I was humoring them, old man, of course. I mean, anyone can find a book that they'll... I mean, I just hired somebody and find him something that would make him happy. And apparently it did. He paid for it, so I assume it...
So... Who actually did you send to find this book for him?
Who did I send?
Yeah.
Oh, is that man Danny Jacques?
Danny Jacques. And did he have any knowledge of Louison or Pearl or?
I don't reckon so.
Danny Jacques, the bartender?
Not the bartender, no. No, I believe that you went and talked to the bartender thinking he would be Danny Jacques, but he wasn't. It was, in fact, the man on the boat that the bartender pointed you to. Don't ask me how I know these things.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there had been a confusion earlier where, but you guys went across to Algiers and talked to the bartender, and the bartender pointed you to Danny Jacques and Danny Jacques, the weird combination of vowels, and he was the man who was on the boat that you went and talked to that seemed not right with the world.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Olivier. This all seems like a whole bunch of talking in circles and stories to me. How do we know you're telling us the truth now?
I don't understand what you are accusing me of there, boy.
I am accusing you of leading us in circles, of lying about Mr. Louison and Mr. Pearl, and I think this whole thing is on you. I think you're the one who cursed Mr. Louison.
And Alicia's eyes go wide. As Paul openly accuses this man in his own club.
I think you believe in this voodoo. I think you're the one that cursed Louison with the sickness. I think you're the one that tricked Louison into summoning that monster in the swamp. I think this is all on you.
Olivia turns to Miss Stone and says, you can take your boy out of here or I can have him removed.
Well,
and he,
I think we might be going then.
Now, just you stand back, Miss Alicia. You stay out of this now.
So he,
Saxy, you grab him and hold him. I'll beat the truth out of him.
All right. So why don't you give me a grapple roll there?
Oh man.
Sorry, you want what roll from who?
Grapple roll.
Some sort of an attacky, grapply kind of roll. Grapple roll, yeah.
Hopefully from Saxy, because that's who I said to. If Saxy's doing that, I don't know. Maybe he's not.
I thought it was, whoever's attacking, if anyone's attacking.
I'm going to, follow his lead, so I'm going to grab and jump out of that chair and try to grab him.
Yeah, indication was, my hope was that Saxy would grab him and hold him so I can, beat the truth out of him.
Okay, I roll a 20.
So is that a success?
That's a hard success.
Okay.
Bro.
Nice.
So it seems that with a 12 there, that Mr. Olivier is surprisingly spry, or at least he manages temporarily to keep the desk between you and him. He reaches towards his desk drawer there as you're coming in for the chase.
Okay.
And you can certainly try again if you want to. So you've got, so he sort of has moved around. You've done a circuit of the desk, we'll say.
I think Alicia will go to the door and lock it.
Okay. I will try to, get to him.
Okay.
With a 72, which is a failure.
Okay.
Oops.
Wow, you guys are rolling very similarly. So you both sort of are clumsily at this point jumping around the furniture a bit.
I better step in and help Saxy try to get control.
Okay.
I can get him.
Bonus die. Give me a spot hidden as you do.
Spot hidden is...
Both of us?
Sure.
I fail my spot hidden.
Oh, 02.
All right. So you see that from somewhere, as he has been chased around the desk, that he seems to have palmed a pistol.
And my grapple is my attack is a hard success.
Okay, so you have, I guess I get to roll here something or other. That is merely a success. So you managed to get a hold of him.
He's got a pistol. Careful.
That's okay, I got a hold of him.
Can you, Alicia, give me a luck roll.
Okay.
An idea roll to talk us out of this nonsense.
Alicia's luck is not listed on Jonathan's sheet.
All right. Well, you can. I don't know if he's spent it. I don't remember if he spent any. Why don't you go with the default there of. Whatever it is, power or something, right?
3d6 times 5.
Or you could roll it up. Sure. Why don't you roll it up?
Oh. 40 luck?
Okay. Seems reasonable.
I thought you were about to say 15.
Oh, and I got an ought 5 for my roll.
Awesome. So just as you turn the deadbolt, you hear somebody seems to grab the doorknob and pulls on the door, and you hear somebody yelling, "Mr. Olivier, Mr. Olivier!" And
he's fine. He's indisposed.
He yells back, "Get in here! Get in here now!" So I think we better get into some deck sorter here now. Are you at?
But
there,
I successfully
Paul?
Locked the door just before right. they tried it.
Yep.
Woo.
Yep.
Boys, it's you better hurry with what you're doing. Paul, what's the deck?
Being a bass player and a talented musician and repairer of instruments, Paul has a surprisingly high dex of 80.
Awesome.
50.
50? 50?
Mm-hmm.
And 50 for Miss Stone.
50 or 58?
50 dex. 50.
50. Yep. Okay, and then what? 5. Yay. And then these dudes are at... All right, so Paul, you have wrapped your arms around Olivier. You sort of got up behind him and just grabbed him in a bear hug?
Something like that, yep.
What's next?
Well, I was hoping it wouldn't get this far because I was expecting Alicia to talk us down from, from this.
She's urging you on there. She says, hurry up, I got the door locked. Go quick.
Yeah, it's kind of the not the direction I was hoping she would take with this. So you better tell us the truth now, Mr. Olivier. What'd you do? Why did you drag that poor woman Pearl into it? What'd you do to that man Louison, and how are you making everyone sick?
How dare you, boy, get off me. And he is going to attempt to headbutt you backwards there in your chin there.
Okay.
That is bound to be, I don't remember what default is here, but that was a 25, which seems...
I think headbutt is 25,
on.
Usually.
What?
I think headbutt's usually 25, but it would be normally, I think now it's just a fighting brawl. So,
right.
Yeah, base 25.
Yep, so I guess, do you want to dodge there?
Since I haven't grappled, I probably can't fight back, really, so yeah, I will throw a dodge. Oops. Okay. I will throw a dodge, which is successful. Normal success.
All right. So yeah, so he slams backwards with his head as he's yelling at you, and you manage to get your face out of the way there. Saxy, what are you going to do?
I'm going to punch him on the stomach.
Okay.
That is a success.
All right, so I'm going to give him a disadvantaged die to his dodge. Maybe I should give him 2 because he's grappled and there are 2 of you. We'll give him 2 negative dice. Because we've never done that before and that seems exciting.
What, screwing up the plot?
No, that happens all the time.
I know.
So my understanding is it goes 1 negative die, 2 negative die, and then you increase the difficulty level requirement. So in any case, he is unable to get out of the way there. You can certainly go ahead and roll some damage.
I just, you know, want to leave him without any air for a few rounds, so he...
Yeah.
So let's see, he damage. Is it a D10 or a D8?
With your fist, probably a D3 plus damage, a D4 plus damage bonus, a D3 plus damage bonus.
Who are you, the Hulk?
Yeah.
it's a 2.
How much?
I have no damage bonus. 2 points.
Probably not. 2 points? Okay.
Yeah.
You give him solid punch.
Telling everything. Yeah.
Alicia.
Yeah.
Stand there and clap.
No. Boys, maybe he doesn't really know anything.
Are you trying to tell us that everything this boy said, that Mr. Olivier here said is the truth? It can't be true. There's no way.
So this conversation is interrupted by a very loud crunch on the door, and you see it give partway in. You can see the cracks forming around the frame where the deadbolt goes into the jam there. And it definitely you caught a glimpse of somebody on the other side there who apparently pretty beefy. Paul.
So we're upstairs in the club, right?
You are upstairs in the club. We're in a fairly luxurious office.
Is there a window?
Sure. Yeah. Why would you have an office without a window?
Well, just to make life more difficult for us. Miss Alicia, maybe you better check, see if we can get out the window. Miss Olivier, I'm telling you, you better tell us the truth right now, boy. I'm going to kind of squeeze him and shake him and I don't know.
All right. You're not trying to damage him, though?
I'm not trying to kill the guy. I'm just trying to torture him a little bit to keep telling us the truth.
He kicks back at your shin there, pretty viciously. Do you want to do anything about that, or?
Well, if I can help, I can. I'm gonna punch him again.
No, oh, not your turn yet, Paul.
What will you allow me to do about that?
You could certainly dodge. You could, I guess you could let go and fight back. I guess those would be two options.
I think actually at this point, you know, given that I expect we're going out the window in the next round, I'm going to let go and fight back.
Okay, go ahead and roll that.
And that will be an extreme success on the fighting.
All right, well, he gets a hard success, so you are able to fight back. And so what do you do? So you see him sort of sense him winding up to come back and step on your instep or kick you in the shin or something.
Yep, so I would let go, step back, and punch him in the back of the neck.
All right.
Back of the neck.
Go ahead and roll some damage.
I have no damage bonus, I think. Where's damage bonus? DB. Damage bonus 9. Yep, so the old D3 says 2.
2, okay. So he staggers forward as you do that. And at that point, the door comes flying open. And you see Victor come running in, and you see that there's somebody behind him also, and give him a...
Victor's our bouncer friend, right?
He is. Okay. He is. And he manages to get up towards, we'll see who he gets to. He makes it to Paul there, and going to see if he can tackle you. And yeah, he is successful.
Yeah, I'm definitely fighting back against that.
Okay, so you have a disadvantage die and fight back.
I got a good roll, too. Disadvantage die says 52, which is still a normal success.
Okay, so he also gets normal success, so you are grappled because you were trying to fight back. Right?
Get off me, boy! Get off me!
So he basically tries to tackle you to the ground there. Saxy, what are you up to?
Is the door blocked already by someone else?
There is somebody else there, yep. He just seems to have a slightly lower dex.
Okay, so I'm going to head towards the window. Is there an easy way out of this, or?
It's only the landing that could possibly hurt. Yep, you can definitely jump out the window.
And I think it's only It's only two stories, right?
Yeah, you're on the second floor.
Or turn and climb onto the roof.
Okay.
Or this is a club in New Orleans. It's got to have a balcony that goes all the way around, right? So you just step out onto the balcony and then shimmy down the support.
So let's see. So this is out on the back side of the building. So there's not a balcony here because the balconies are up on the street side there. So this is looking out over the alley. So you can assume from inside that there is the open window and presumably a sheer drop down to the alley there. And I guess it's really a question of whether you're sort of jumping out or if you're just sort of
I'm going to hang on the window, so that's gonna, you know, let's see.
Not end badly? Is that the words you were looking for?
you're basically climbing out and then hanging by your arms from the windowsill. Is that your goal here?
Exactly, you know, to cut on the height and then jump.
Okay. Why don't you give me a dex by 5?
Okay. You mean 250?
Sorry, a dex roll. Yeah, just a dex roll, sorry.
Okay.
Yep, normal dex.
Okay. And that's a failure.
All right.
You should have rolled the dex by 5 and not said anything.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But now you swung.
You
pass.
In fact, extreme success. Want to not have made it out the window because you sort of got scared, or do you want to slip and fall?
No, I thought about that twice, and I will just hang in there.
Okay, yes. You basically get one leg over the windowsill, and you're not quite coordinated enough in this round to get your other leg over and start hanging down. So you're half in, half out. Alicia.
Yes.
The boys are going crazy, and they're leaving you in the lurch here with a lot of explaining to do.
And there's a man in the door, or he's already come in?
There's one who's come in and has tackled Paul, and there's another one who's basically, you can see him sort of running in place as if he's about to be sprinting in if this were all happening simultaneously.
Cool. So then I'm going to say, oh my God, it is crazy in here. Let me out of here. And I'm going to try and slip past the guy in the door.
All right. Are you more trying to slip by him, or are you hoping? Well, give me a fast talk roll. Start with that.
A 34 is, you know what? I'll burn 4 of Jonathan's luck to make that a hard success.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a advantage die on your. In fact, a hard success. Heck, I'll give you 2 advantage die on your dex roll to slip by him quickly.
Okay. So, well, I'm glad that I get 2 advantage die because I just rolled 100. And then another 100.
Uh-uh.
Yes. And another 100. Are you fucking joking me? I rolled 3 100s. I gotta get new dice.
That's phenomenal. Something.
I gotta get new dice.
Something bad was meant to happen to you.
No. How does that happen?
Holy cow. So,
I gotta get new dice. These are going right in the trash.
You befuddle him with your talk, and he starts to step out of the way, but you misread it, and you step, you know, you step his way, and you guys dance once or twice, and he sees sees Saxy getting out the window, and he just charges forward, and you are trampled as he apparently accidentally runs right over you on his way to the window. And you take I guess we have to do both. This is a pretty big guy here. Wow. So he does 6 points of damage as he basically runs over you, steps on your rib cage, and keeps going racing towards Saxy there.
Okay, so that's a major wound, and let me go ahead and make a con roll to see if I'm awake.
Awesome.
Ought 2. I am awake.
Bummer. Okay.
Where was that on the last roll of round of rolls?
What the F?
Well, the ought was there.
Yeah, too many times.
I guess you just got another ought. That's your fourth in a row there. He does not quite make it both over Alicia's broken body and around the furniture to get to Saxy in this round. Paul, you are grappled by your buddy Victor there.
Come on, Victor. What are you doing, man? Alicia? Let go. Let go of me, man.
And Olivier, of course, is yelling at them to get these boys. So you're not doing anything else except trying to talk your way out.
Yeah. Well, you know, Victor's my friend. I don't want to just lay into him. I want to, I want to at least give him the chance to, I would swing at him right away.
Okay. Well, Olivier, quite shaken and rather upset with Saxy there, realizes he still has a pistol in his hand and he's not grappled. Wow. And he gets an impale in all the wrong ways on shooting Saxy there.
Oh, no.
Come on, Victor. Don't you see what he's doing, man? He's going to kill us all. That felt crazy.
So that is...
Oh, you boys got to help us.
Is that 2 dice?
That Mr. Olivier gone crazy.
That's one full damage.
One full, and then roll the other one, right?
And roll the other.
Yeah. And this is... It's both kinds of impale. Extreme success and an 04, so... So that is 16. So he just shoots Saxy in the. I assume 16 kills you.
Oh yeah.
So
by 3 points.
So he shoots Saxy in the head. See him. You basically just you hear the gunshot and you see his body tip out the window, and you hear a thud.
Thank you, Victor, Jim.
It's not my fault.
What's it?
It's Max's fault. Alicia was supposed to talk us out of this.
I don't know what's going on, man. But and he basically tries to lock you up. You know, to just tighten the grapple. He's not trying to hurt you or anything. He's just making sure you don't get away.
Sexy, no. Victor, what are you doing, man? He just killed Sexy.
Alicia, you are.
He's gonna kill us all.
There.
And I'm wow.
Get away, Miss Elisa. Get away. You gotta tell everyone what a crazy man Mr. Olivier is. He's killing us all. Get away.
Yeah, so now that the doorway is open, I am able to get away.
You can crawl through the door if you want.
I think I'll crawl through the door and get up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and I think as long as you're basically trying to move slowly, you don't need a con roll, but if you're trying to run or do anything else sort of highly active.
I'm just trying to get out.
Yep.
I won't push myself so that I pass out.
Okay. So Dom comes in and helps Victor get Paul locked up there. Unless you're going to try to escape or fight out of this or something.
I think once I see him kill my good buddy Saxy there,
mm-hmm. you know,
and apparently Victor is just ignoring my pleas for, you know, this white
common
man.
Common sense.
Gone, yeah, this white man has gone crazy and is killing everyone. Yeah, yep. I'm going to try to break free and just, I'm going after Olivier.
Okay, so give me a.
He killed my friend. Are, out for blood.
Have killed you. Give me a. Fighting roll with a penalty die.
A fighting roll with a penalty die. Uh oh.
Hey, Randall, you got a. I think it's your mic's right in your nose or something. Awesome.
That's weird. Okay.
Are you just gonna breathe? Yeah. Probably all the excitement.
Final breaths from Saxon.
Dang penalty die. 95.
Oh.
Alright. So yeah, so you wiggle and squirm some, but they have managed to get you down on the ground now.
Murderer, you murderer, Mr. Olivier. You killed my friend Saxy, you killed that man Louis Song. You a bad man, I'm gonna kill you, man.
He goes to his desk and he calls the police and he's reporting an assault. He tells his boys to take this piece of trash down to the down the back stairs and wait for the police. And Paul, give me a charm. Give me a charm roll.
Tim, are you mute?
Can I spend luck on the charm roll?
Sure.
You're out of combat? Okay. I will then spend 9 points of luck and make it a normal success.
All right. So they do not beat the snot out of you as they are holding you.
You let him kill Saxy, Victor. You let him shoot him in the head. Saxy was a friend of yours. That's on you, boy. That's on you.
Now, quick point of order.
Yeah.
How easy is it for me to start a fire on my way out of the club?
What do you have with you that you might start a fire with?
Well, this is a club with lots of alcohol. I'm sure there's some...
Want to go behind the bar and steal a bottle of High Test and then get your cigarette lighter out and pour it on the ground and light it up? Is that what you're saying to me?
I don't see If Alicia was smart, she would have had a flask, but I don't think she does. Nope.
She has never implied such.
Yeah,
That
seems even more out of character.
Yep. Yeah. Nope. I'll just
starting
keep walking.
A fire seems odd, but
I'll just try to get out, and hopefully people don't notice a broken and bloody Alicia Stone as she's walking out of the club. Or maybe I'll try and find a side exit instead of the front entrance.
The buildings are pretty much row houses.
Oh, so there's back
or
front, maybe?
Front door, or you could probably go out through the kitchen or something.
I'll check the kitchen. Somehow I think it's going to be less suspect than going through the front where there's other patrons, and that'll make a scene if they see a well-known local singer beat up and bloody.
All right, So you go downstairs and sort of sneak your way into the waiter's door there, and there are some black men working in the kitchen who notice your state.
Can I kind of like act like I'm fake crying?
I don't even think you need to act, probably.
Right. Probably am really real crying.
Like, sure.
Not feeling good.
Yeah, and do you want to say anything to them, or are you just going to sort of try to brush past them?
What's this guy's name? Olivier? The guy that we were just
the owner? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't make Mr. Olivier mad. He's not in a good mood. And then I'll just keep walking.
Okay. They kind of look at you and whistle and lower their heads and get back to peeling shrimp and cutting onions.
Yes, just accept the southern hospitality.
And you find your way out the out into the alley. Give me a sand roll.
Okay. 42 is a success.
All right, so that's just one point as you you see Saxy's smashed open head on the pavement there on the bricks of the alley.
Another tear rolls down her cheek.
Another tear. And you start limping down the alley away from this whole scene. Paul, what scheme have you concocted to get yourself out of ending up in the slammer?
Well, I was trying to, berate Victor and the rest of them into, feeling guilty for having been part of the murder, the cold-blooded murder of Mr. Samuel Thompson.
Make it racial, Jim.
But apparently that wasn't going any. But apparently that wasn't working down too well. So
you were just applying to them.
Saxy is white.
Oh.
Which may be trouble for Olivier, but it doesn't particularly play as strongly with Victor and Dom.
Right.
Yeah. So apparently the black guy who attacked Olivier was not attempted to be killed in any way. As surprising as that may be. Only the one that punched him in the stomach. But that's fair. That was a legitimate white-on-white duel, so that's all.
Yeah, so I got nothing.
Okay.
If my pleas are falling on deaf ears, I might try to struggle, but against three of them, I don't think I'm going to be able to do much, but I'd give it a shot.
Okay.
And then just resign myself to dealing with the popo, I suppose.
Okay.
I figure you would like try and struggle all three of you out the window and use one of them as a landing pad.
Um, Yeah, well, you can certainly give me one last attempt at a fighting role. I think we would need probably an extreme success to get your way out of there.
How about a botch? That's like an extreme success, but in the that's
excellent.
Similar.
Excellent.
On my run, I will still lie dead to remind to reminding you know his run doings. So.
Well, luckily you're outside, so he can't see you. He might. Your spirit might see him look out the window. Look down on you with a confused look, and
what just happened here?
And perhaps even Alicia looks back and sees Olivier's face in the window, as she limps down the alleyway, and eventually the police come and take away a slightly bruised Paul and lock him up. So
well, this is just great. Now I have to contact the backup band members.
Exactly. Well, and you're not going to be singing for. You are not going to be singing for weeks, probably, with those broken ribs.
No, now I have to go call my sister, Elisa Stone, of the slightly lesser known band.
Well, I mean, you got Alicia, you still got Jimmy. He's out there.
Yep.
Yes, but Paul's all know that Jimmy's been slipping for a while now.
Paul's just in jail. You can easily, you know, bail him out or, you know, bribe him out. Or
but would I?
I like how we've totally destroyed the party on something that is absolutely that I'm fairly certain is not in any way related to the plot.
Yeah, I like how at the beginning of when we were going into that office, I was like, I don't know, this seems like pretty much out of any situation, this one seems like it's gonna go wrong the least. Oh wait, never mind.
Oh, I forgot Jim's here. Wow. So
I blame Jonathan.
What?
Yes. Yeah, I blame Jonathan because I'm sure that if Jonathan were here, nothing against Max, but I'm sure that a Jonathan Alicia would have talked us out of that.
Right.
Probably.
So
I blame him.
Absolutely. You always blame the person who's not here and give him responsibilities, too.
Yep.
So over the next couple days, as Alicia is basically lying in bed, so the adrenaline goes out, and she eventually gets a taxi home, and is, you know, after lying around for 6 or 8 hours, is able to get up and clean the blood off her face a bit, and but she's pretty much laid up, and you're just getting to feel worse and worse. Maybe you had a concussion. You're confused, and you just seem all sorts of not right with the world.
It's a beat up. Yeah, another she
10
feels it.
Pow. What?
10 pow.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Paul, you are dropped in the holding cell, and I'm gonna need from you a pow roll here.
A rolling of the power. I have not lost that much power yet. Normal success.
Okay. So you spend the night in the lock up there, and you in the morning you seem confused. You're sort of trying, and you as you wake up, you're trying to figure out what bout of drunken craziness has gotten you back in the slammer. And then it slowly comes to you as if you were really hungover, although you're pretty sure you actually weren't drinking particularly the other day. And you remember getting into a fight at La Belle Epoque, and then you sort of remember that you were fighting with the manager, and it seemed like Saxy got shot or fell out the window or both, and Alicia got trampled, and you have this vague image of her falling out of the office there with a bloody nose and racked pain. You end up spending another day before anybody, with nobody really dealing with you. And
I don't know how relevant this is, Edwin, but I've now been dropped 10 points of sand because of my pow loss.
Your sand doesn't move with your pow.
Well, yeah. Isn't it indicated by how much pow I have?
No, only your starting sand is your starting pow, but your sand is independently of your pow from there on.
Okay, so I'm not chopped down to 50 from 60?
Yep.
Okay. Whew. Good.
Paul, you lose 5 more pow. And you are, you also just, you're confused, you're even more emotional than normal, and the folks around you are sort of giving you a lot of space, and sort of when you're your normal self, you get the sense that people are avoiding you, and that, which is weird, because normally when you find yourself in the slammer, you have friends, and you know, you guys just sort of sit around and chat, and you know, wait however long it is until they let you out. Maybe somebody sneaks in a deck of cards, whatever. But for some reason, this time, every time you sort of are aware of what's going on, you're aware that you're on your own, and that that little group of people playing cards does not include you. And they sort of give you these sidelong looks. So, do you have any, Paul, do you have any contacts that would help get you out other than Alicia?
Maybe Saxy?
Eventually you'll get a phone call, maybe.
Ivory? Duplessis probably could care less. Duplessis probably couldn't care less.
That's probably true.
Victor. Nope. He's the one who put me here, or helped put me here. none that are obvious.
Right, no ladies that are waiting for you.
Right.
The receptionist at the
hostess of the Bella Park.
Yes. Yep, she saw me taken away, felt bad.
Yeah, she definitely gave you a whistle as of sort of a holy cow kind of a whistle, not a aren't you sexy whistle. So Alicia, a couple of days have gone by. You have been sort of in and out of agony and consciousness, but you're starting to feel like you can almost think straight. You're still confused and things seem unclear, but What would you like to do? You're just sort of in your apartment. The room's been spinning occasionally. You're in a lot of pain.
I think I'll go look after Paul and see if I can get him sprung from the Who's Gal.
All right.
The Clink.
Yeah. Give me a credit rating.
Okay, credit rating. That's going to be... Here we go. A 62, which is not enough. That is a fail.
Okay. Give me one more, please.
Okay, that's going to be, ooh, an ought 8. That is an extreme success by 1.
Awesome. So you go down to the police station on the 16th, which is Thursday, I believe, and then we're on to Friday the 17th. But you go down to the police station on Thursday, and they give you a bail number, as you explain who you're there for. And you do not have that kind of money lying around. But between Thursday night and Friday morning, you manage to get a loan from somebody and are able to...
Duplessis?
Maybe Duplessis. Yeah, he's able. He will front you some of the money that he said he would pay you for. You know, he said he would keep you on, and so he basically gives you the band's money for the week on Friday. It's payday. There we go.
Perfect.
He gets you the band's pay money for the week, and you use that to bail Paul out. So on Friday the 17th. You have gotten yourselves free there. I don't know if Randall wants to pick up Jimmy. He might have had a few days to calm down by now.
Yeah.
Alicia, you can get back 3 hit points. Paul, you didn't take any damage, or did you?
I did not.
Okay. Yep. So
lucky you.
In my mind, when you got the botch escape, they probably gave you a good punch to calm you down, and you have recovered from that. So your shiner is more or less faded.
Fair enough.
Jimmy is Gary's character, right? He got it on the chair folder. Let me check on Dropbox, I think.
Yeah, I can look for him if it's not there. You do lose another 5 POW.
A second 5?
And you guys are going... What? Sorry. Paul does.
A second 5.
A second 5, yep.
Okay.
And you guys are going to have... You guys are really feeling lousy, so you will probably have penalty dice on... Or penalty die on several of your types of activities. Oh, there he is. Awesome. Did you get that, Randall?
Okay. You got it on the chat? I'll check.
Yeah, Jim put it in.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
So the three of you are back at the Chat Noir. Alicia's pretty injured, but she takes Paul back there to talk, and you happen to see Jimmy, who has appeared out of the alleys. Who knows what he's been up to. Jimmy, you are also feeling a lot worse. And you've been having horrible dreams of alligators coming to, or crocodiles, or both. Hard to tell in dreamland. Their snouts keep changing as you're looking at them. But you've been having just really unpleasant dreams of that, and of being attacked by tentacles, by these, not tentacles, but these wisps, like this webbing material. It's really starting to drag you down. You haven't slept well in days. You've been drinking excessively, but today you finally feel like you're at least able to make your way to the club and be somewhat coherent. You have lost 15 pow from wherever your character sheet's at there.
Okay. 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the three of you are all at the club, and you're all a lot of bit off. But there you are.
Well, heard about news about sexy. That's a stupid way to die.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been some news as to what happened. I mean, there something had to have happened with Olivier because of that, right? What's the
absolutely. So there's the story so Alicia, Paul, do you actually read? Or I know you've had other people read for you, but I didn't know if that was a.
It's just an effort.
You're lazy, or because you can't read.
It's because I'm lazy.
Okay, so yeah, so you get curious enough. You find in the paper there a little article about a club owner being attacked in his office and defending himself, and that the miscreants were one was apprehended and the other was killed in self defense. And you see your name in the paper for the not the first time necessarily. You've probably been listed before in the events section when they talk about what bands are playing where, but this is the first time you've ever been a news item.
I don't know that I would be so sure, be so quick to assume that, but
right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, maybe it's not the first time, but and this doesn't seem particularly surprising to you that a wealthy club owner, eventually there'll be a trial. You are on charges of assault. You have been granted bail, which is a bit of a surprise.
Yep. Well, it's been a few days and we all dead. Maybe the sickness isn't as bad as we thought it was.
Maybe not. And Alicia is sick, correct?
Yeah, all of you are sick. You're all very sick.
But is it everyone that we know that is also sick, or it just some people that visit the clubs and
Somewhat random. You also you also see in the paper that there has been a they've actually started a sort of a death toll, and it's getting way up there into the thousands of people have been dying, and it seems like it's been increasing fairly rapidly. You know, it was maybe 100 or so, or not 100, sorry, a couple thousand, and then, you know, 4,000 or 5,000. It's starting to really eat into the population of New Orleans in a pretty substantial way.
It's not good.
Headlines are definitely getting dire. People, in fact, the National Guard has come in to keep people from fleeing north. You do get news that it doesn't seem like it's national, certainly, and it still seems, even around the state, it still seems fairly local to New Orleans and Point South. So it hasn't really spread beyond that, but it definitely seems to be intensifying within the area. You know, everything's getting shut down, and the cities or the areas being what's the word, contained, there's a better word.
So I think the only okay.
quarantined,
thank you.
The only plot thread we really have left is the
monster.
Yeah, and didn't Alicia and Doc Moonlight find a ritual to control it or send it back? Or?
Yeah, there's a spell to summon it, or there's a ritual to summon it and a ritual to control it.
Why hasn't Doc Moonlight done that yet?
Well, wasn't there a doctor as well? I mean, that was having a speech in the university or something like that.
The medical reports are, you know, that are in the newspapers seem fairly meaningless in that they're all sort of, we don't know, you know, we're working very hard and we're doing a lot of research and we have not, you know, but they all basically say we don't have a clue what's going on. There has been some attempt at the epidemiology, what's sort of giving you that information about the locus, which seems to be more mostly south-southwest of New Orleans, in terms of percentages of people who are affected.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because this guy, Danny Jax, I'm reading notes, and it says he didn't look sick, although he was, you know, clearly he had some fever or something like that, but he didn't look like the sickness we had, right?
Correct.
At the
Correct.
Time. And I remember Saxy stole the amulet that he had on him at the time, but Saxy got sick. Or didn't he? He still got sick.
He did.
Okay. So the amulet wasn't protecting him.
Well, and even if it was, the amulet is buried somewhere in a potter's field right now. So.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. We're never finding that.
Yeah.
Well, Alicia, Miss Alicia, has Doc Moonlight said anything more about that journal?
Well, no, he hasn't said anything more. I think Right now, it might be the best option for us to get out of town for a little bit.
I mean,
and
if things
on the ground, and
it's been 3 or 4 days now. If there was something in the journal that could help, certainly Dr. Moonlight would have found it and done it, right?
I would assume so, Paul. I figure if we want, we could go back down and banish this creature that Jimmy was so crazy about.
If that were possible, why hasn't Doc Moonlight done that already?
Somehow I don't think Doc Moonlight is really a true believer. I guess, could I make that assumption, Edwin, from before when we were choosing to be a believer?
That's an interesting question. You could certainly make the assumption that he might have been convinced by Paul's arguments that the monster was not the problem.
Right, yeah.
And that you had all talked yourselves out of doing anything about it in his presence, and maybe he doesn't believe in the monster. He certainly has less reason to believe in it than Alicia does, not having seen Jimmy in his sort of...
We know it's there, Paul. We know it's there. Jimmy knows it's there. I think it's our responsibility.
I say we go and heal it.
Well, you're the boss, Miss Alicia. I follow your lead, like always.
Well, then let's do that. maybe that will bring all of this to a head, or put the city at rest finally.
All right.
Okay. So what do we do, Miss Alicia?
Well, I say, our guide that we had down there that could take us into the swamp is no longer. I'm sure we could find someone else down there in Thibodeau.
Well, you remember how to get there, don't you, Jimmy?
He should. He drove us down there the first time.
Not to Thibodeau, you mean out to the shack.
I think I remember.
Down to Thibodeau.
But what you do remember...
And then we need someone to take us to the shack.
What you
remember, Jimmy, is that you... everything was mad. You were frightened, and it took you maybe 18 hours, 12 hours to get from the... shore near the shack to some road. You don't even really remember where you left the boat. You landed at some trail, and you walked on that for a while, and eventually you got out to a road, and eventually you were able to hitchhike back to Thibodeau. It would be a pretty amazing act of navigation to backtrack those that path that you went through in your insane, fevered state.
Well, but that was coming back. I mean, he was perfectly normal and sane getting out to the shack, right?
Exactly. And he was paying attention. Yep. So he may be able to to get you out there. Because it does look different.
Let's see.
Back. So yeah, you definitely have a better chance of. That's true. You have a better chance of getting out that way than...
Well, he's got 40 on Navigate. Maybe I can give it a try. Try see if I can remember exactly and try to make kind of a mental map. I got a 0-3.
A 0-3? Okay.
Yeah.
You are positive that you could get yourself from the put-in where you went with Rideau out to. In fact, you also remember that on your way there in Rideau's boat, you actually passed the landing where Louison's boat is tucked away. So you're also pretty sure that you guys could walk that path out back of Louison's house to Louison's boat and find your way from there.
Okay, so I tell them that. I think I remember. We just need to get there. Maybe, you know, more memories will start coming down. And I'll figure a way to get there where the monster was. Although...
One of the memories you have is that there was a monstrous, bloated crocodile that charged at you and attacked you as you were trying to get back to the boat from the shack. And the idea of going back to that area and that crocodile, or really all the reptiles that are out there in the swamp, just terrifies you.
Now that I think about it, I'm not quite sure we can get there.
Wow.
Well, maybe
what a turnaround.
Maybe Miss Alicia's idea of just getting out of town is the best then.
Let's just head down there. Maybe we can find another trapper or someone that can take us out there.
Maybe we go up to Kansas City. They play some good music up there. We can find some work. Memphis? Well, Memphis is a nice town too. We can go there.
Getting out of town would have been a good idea if we were not sick. But now that we're sick, we must find the cure to the disease.
It's just a little sickness. It ain't gonna last forever.
I think Alicia is right. I just terrified. I don't want to see the monster again, or run into any of those creatures in the swamp.
Well, but I think we have to do everything we can, Jimmy. We have to try.
I don't want to die like poor Saxy did.
We have to try to get out of town.
No. We have to try and stop Ivory.
we have to try to find work in Kansas City.
I mean, but look, Paul, Jimmy, what's to say that we don't spread this to Kansas City and then the rest of the United States when we get there? We need to stop this sickness. Do you not agree?
Are you that selfish
that you want to spread this to the rest of the country and not deal with it at all?
Yes, come on, Paul.
Well, but how do we know that they're going down into the swamp again is going to stop the sickness?
Look, we're not quite sure of anything, but this is the only lead we have left. And I think, as we've deduced, Louis Son was crazy. He may not have been cursed at all. This may be all of his own doing as a side effect of him summoning this monster.
Well, that would be stupid.
It would be. I agree. But that could be the case.
Well, like I said, we
won't know until we try, and we're the only ones that know this currently, other than Doc Moonlight, but he's got his hands full helping stave off the sickness in New Orleans.
Well, like I said, you're the boss lady, Miss Alicia. I do what you say for now.
Then let's go. We're on our way to Thibodeau.
All right, so before you retcon it all, what are you bringing with you?
We need
a bottle of bourbon. A bottle of bourbon for Jimmy to keep his courage.
More than one. You do remember it was really hard to get booze down there. So,
oh yeah,
shotguns are not gonna be good against the monster, Alicia. We gotta take something heavier.
I think
we want
a can of gasoline. A can of gasoline and
yes. A couple, yes, that's a great idea, Paul.
A few boxes of matches.
A few jerry cans of gasoline and... Yes, that sounds good.
Set it on fire in the swamp.
You boys can set it on fire and I can try this ritual to control it and destroy it.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Do I need anything specific for the ritual? Edwin?
You do not.
And maybe just a pistol to keep the gators off us.
I have 32.
All right, so...
So there we go. So that's guys, what we're taking. That's it.
Okay, so you guys grab yourselves a few jerry cans of gasoline and put them in the back of the car. You have some handguns, some good strike anywhere matches. You're all packing matches. You have maybe you've managed to get a case of bourbon to fortify yourselves in case you're down there for a couple days. You drive so down.
Sorry, go ahead. We take also some food supplies, of course.
Okay, all right. We will we'll say it's now Saturday the 18th, and you guys head down to Thibodeau in the morning. You get there before noon. Yep, we're still good there. And you head out to Louison's ranch or plantation. You can see that it looks pretty much as you left it. I'll just say it's been left, unless you want to go inside if you have any morbid curiosity, but certainly from outside everything looks the same. And
am I the only one who's been here already, or they have been here in the past?
I think all of you, oh, maybe not. Let's see. Paul is there.
Yeah, we've all been out to the plantation.
I think it was only three of you for some reason. Yeah, there were some absences, but I'm pretty sure Paul's been there and Saxy. I'm not sure if Alicia.
Alicia has not been there because remember she didn't have the shoes.
Oh, that's right.
That was earlier. The first trip out to the plantation was not shoe related. I think it was just absence related.
Yeah, she stayed behind in New Orleans. She joined in.
Yeah, she was in New Orleans.
Yep.
And then came down with the bus later on.
But Paul and Jimmy have definitely been there.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys head out there and go around the house out to the back where there's the gazebo, and you can find the track that leads off into the wild, and you follow that to the swamp and cut down the edge of the swamp there and get to the boat. Can I get a power roll from Jimmy, please?
Oh, Edwin, Jimmy.
Do I get any more healing back from the day or two until now?
Yeah, you can get another point back. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, no way. You told me I lost 15 of power, right? So yeah, that's a failure.
All right. So I'm going to have you make another navigation roll. Now, it was all really clear in your head. So you head out, you get in the boat, and you guys head out towards the hunting shack. But as you get out there and you start to think about and look at all the shadows and think about what's all swimming around out there and think about the monster, and all of you you're all in rough shape to begin with, sort of confused. Okay. So give me another navigation roll, if you will.
Yeah. I look kind of confused for a few seconds, and then I think, no, I remember with my 07.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Perfect. You're going to get us there just with enough time for us to all die.
Exactly. It's getting on towards evening, so late afternoon, we'll say 4 o'clock. You still have some daylight left, and you beach the boat, and as you do, this rotting, stinking corpse of a crocodile sort of pops up and explodes before down into the water.
Jimmy gets all jumpy and scared.
Yeah, give me a sand roll. Just Jimmy.
65. Let's see. Oh, no, he was very low on sanity, too. Yeah, I didn't pass. Right.
D2. Because for a minute, you're pretty sure this thing is coming out to get you.
Shit. D2, that's a 1.
Okay.
The monster!
So you are on the land. A couple hundred yards ahead of you is the shack, which is all covered in this web. And what Jimmy remembers is that if you fight your way through the shack, then there's a clearing, and maybe 50 feet into the clearing, sort of strung up between a bunch of large trees, was this thing, and he doesn't even really know how to describe it. He only saw it for maybe 20 seconds or so, and it reached out and killed Saxy, grabbed onto Ivory, and grabbed onto Rideau, and he just shot madly. He has a vague memory of shooting at it and running back through the cabin. Before being attacked by the mad crocodile.
Yeah. So I'm gonna share that memory with them.
And Max, you are, I'll just to remind you that you are pretty sure that you need to be able to see the creature in order to successfully control it.
Right. Well, so, seeing it is, you know, hopefully at a good distance.
Seeing is believing.
Seeing is believing.
Well, Jimmy, you need to lead us to this creature so I can see it, and then I should be able to start this ritual.
Are we already here, then, Ellen? Is this the spot?
So you are on the shore. Nope, you are on the shore. You're 100 yards or so from the cabin, and beyond the cabin is the clearing. And the clearing was surrounded with the webbing, and so you actually went through the cabin to get to the clearing and saw the thing in the middle of the clearing.
Okay, so I'm going to tell them we need to go that way.
So you guys grab your cans of gasoline. Alicia has the book with her and some notes that she's written just to make sure that it's all clear in her mind.
Correct.
You guys head towards the cabin.
Get ready, Alicia. If the monster comes out again, we won't have a lot of time.
I'm as ready as I'll ever be, Jimmy.
All right, so you make your way through the cabin, fighting off these web things. They're not particularly sticky, but they're fairly tough, and you can see where they had been cut through earlier as you went through the first time. And you get to the clearing, and I guess I need from Alicia and Paul some sand rolls, please.
Okay. That's a fail for Alicia.
Okay. And Paul?
Paul passes.
All right, so Paul, that's a D3. Alicia, that's a D10 plus 3.
Oh, God. A 10.
Wow. All right. So that's 13?
13. Let's see here.
Well, that's pretty darn good. You can give me a...
10, 11, 12, 13. I'm now at 47 sand. I will
so that
give
was
you
not a fifth. Okay, good.
I will give you an idea.
Give me an idea roll to start with, right?
Oh, I make that handily with an ought 8.
As one does.
Yep.
All right, so I guess I could give you a D, I don't remember if it's a D10 or a percentile here. Give me a percentile, please.
91.
All right. Let's see. I don't know why I didn't have this open and ready, because of course this was going to happen.
Of course.
There we go. And... you said a 91, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me another percentile roll, please.
43.
Awesome. Okay. So the so what you see is this. This sort of pulsing pink and gray creature that you'd swear that like mouths seem to appear in between the webbing. So it's all wrapped up in webbing, and then the webbing breaks open and you see some sort of mouth appear. You see strands of webbing fly out as if they were alive towards you, and it's moving and twitching, and you can see underneath it. You see the a fairly high now pile of corpses of animals, birds and squirrels, and even some fish and maybe a crocodile, some snakes. There's a rotted, dried out deer.
Oh, God.
And it's all just sort of around. The whole area is just a big carnage. A clearing of carnage. I guess I need a D10 from Alicia.
Okay. D10 will be 8.
8, okay. And trying to think what's awesome here. So you guys oh, there we go. And then one more D10.
One more D10.
We're getting
7.
All 7. Awesome. Okay. Perfect. Oh, that's great. Give me a dex roll, Alicia.
Okay. 58. Can I burn luck on this?
You sure can.
Okay, I will make that a success.
Okay. So the three of you fight your way through the cabin, and following Jimmy, who somehow is able to convince himself to lead you guys in as requested. You guys push through the back wall of the cabin into the clearing. You all see this horror hanging from the trees. Alicia lets out a scream, and she drops the book and the notes and just runs back through the cabin. Paul, you see this for the first time, and you are perhaps stunned that Jimmy was telling the truth.
I take out a rag and start to stuff it in the mouth of one of the cans of gasoline.
Yep, you each have a the two of you each have each has two cans of gasoline with you. So Paul, you set down your two cans and you take out a rag and start stuffing it in one of them.
Yep.
And Jimmy, what do you do?
I'll follow his lead.
Okay.
And call to Alicia to get into action. There! Okay. You just cast it, Alicia.
She is definitely in action in that she is no longer with you. So you are, just to paint the scene again, you guys are basically on the edge of a clearing. The clearing is surrounded by trees that are web-wrapped and sort of dense, and then in the middle hanging is this great big ball thing, which is, as I said, has webs surrounding it and is sort of tied off to the big trees around it by webbing. So you can, and it's about 50 feet from you. And you have just each of you has stuffed rags into the four cans of gasoline. And what's next?
Light the rag and toss the can at the horror.
So are you thinking you're going to be able to throw 50 feet? I guess that's really my question here.
I think I'm going to be able to try to throw it as far as I need to without getting, you know, myself too close.
Okay.
Well, I've seen what the monster can do, so I'm going to get closer. You know, bravely and throw the cam.
Okay. So I think I still have your dexes there. Give me a throw roll, Paul.
Hold on, because remember this is Jimmy, right? So
sorry, no, you're not Jimmy, because so my understanding is that Paul is throwing more is attempting to throw from where you're standing, and Jimmy is going to try to get closer first. So I'm going to have Paul go
right
first, and then we'll see what happens. So I need a throw roll from Paul there.
That's a fail, and I even if I burned all my luck, I still wouldn't pass it. So.
So yeah, so you light it up and throw it, and it goes maybe 30 feet or so, sort of arcs through the air and crashes on the ground, and starts to spread flames out onto the carcasses there. Jimmy, you start to move forward, and you are prepared in your memory, because this thing you remember shot out these webs at Rideau and at Ivory there, and it does again. Would you like to dodge or fight back? And I guess fight back would be giving you a successful throw, maybe.
If I do fight back, then I'm still able to throw the cannon at the thing, right?
Yeah. So I guess yes, you could either try to be cutting at the web as it comes towards you, or you could just try to dodge them.
I'll cut him. Cut the webs. You know.
Okay, so you are fighting back. This thing flashes out. See how you do.
05.
Okay, so that is probably an extreme success.
It is.
And this thing also got an extreme success, which is a tie. So it does start to get you wound up there, but you can certainly make your throw roll.
Was the throw basis 20, and
I'm gonna say this is combat.
Yeah. Okay. So failure.
Okay. So you throw the one can. You have six strands of this thing wrapped around you, You can feel them sort of starting to pull at you a little bit. You add your blaze to Paul's, and there's getting to be quite a bonfire there in the middle of the clearing.
Now the fire is between the monster and us, of course, right?
The monster is up in the air, so it is below, although not necessarily directly below, but it is below the monster. So if it gets big enough, it might still have an effect on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up in the air. It's probably 15-20 feet up in the air.
Okay. So
you've been sort of throwing at it, but haven't had enough. You know, you mostly have the distance, but not with the height.
Okay. Sounds good.
Paul, so you see Jimmy get wrapped up there a little bit. You have another gas can at your feet.
Alicia!
You might well be muted.
Muted?
Yep. Okay.
No, Jimmy's muted. Alicia, you're out of here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I ran.
Paul.
Yes, sorry.
Yep. You have another can of gasoline with you, and actually you have two. You have your second one and Jimmy's second one right next to you. You see Jimmy all tied up there as he threw his gas can on top of your gas can.
Yep. Well, there's already fire, so pitch again.
Okay. So trying harder to hit the body this time.
Let's see. A throw roll, right?
Yeah.
I get an extreme success. I roll 0-3. An extreme is 0-4.
Awesome. So you throw your can of gasoline at it, and just as it's approaching the webbed body, you can see the web sort of start to part, and the can just sort of lodges into the webbing there, and it gets stuck in there. Why don't you give me a heck, give me a D10.
A D10 would be 9.
Awesome. Okay, so that's that. So yeah, so it catches fire. You can see you can definitely see flames starting to burst up around this thing. Can I get a luck roll from Jimmy?
Jimmy luck roll.
Throw that last can, boy, and let's leg it.
Oh, no, it's a 98.
Ooh, okay. So apparently the strands that are wrapped, that have you wrapped up, are not anywhere near. They're coming from the far side of this beast, and they're not anywhere near the fire.
The fire.
And it actually is going to fling some more strands out at you. And you can try to dodge with a penalty die if you want.
Okay, let me try that. What's the roll?
Dodge.
Dodge. Oh, she's got... he's got 45. Let's see. Oh, too far. Oh, man. 73.
Okay. So it gets another three strands. You're pretty well wrapped up now. You're not convinced you could get away or do any sort of activity of use at this point. But it is your turn. You can try to break free.
Break free. Break free so right. I can run away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a strength roll.
A what?
St- Strength.
Let's see. Oh, no. Come on, Gary. You can roll better than this. No, it's a failure.
Okay. So,
it's
yeah.
30 on strength.
You grab a bunch of strands and you pull, you start pulling, and you can't break them. And you think that maybe if you grabbed them one by one, you might have better chance. But then, of course, it would take longer. So you sort of grabbed a whole bunch of them, and you're unable to make any dent there. So
I try to reach for my knife.
Okay.
In my pocket.
Paul, you can see Jimmy struggling up there. There's a can of gasoline at his feet. The creature is still burning a little bit.
Alicia!
Yeah, I'm going to throw Jimmy's can of gasoline for him, and then I'm going to leg it.
All right. Give me a throw roll.
Oh, spot on. 20 of 20.
Awesome. Okay.
Normal success.
You hit it. This time it basically hits and splashes, but doesn't get stuck in there. You can go ahead and give me another D10.
Another 9.
Wow. Okay. And so you turn to run, and give me a luck roll there. Jimmy, you're going to need something fairly extreme here.
Come on, Jimmy, get out of there. Let's leg it.
I can't. Or maybe I can. 14 out of 41.
All right. So a few of the strands fall off from the fire, but you're still fairly well wrapped up. But a few of them did burn through at the other end.
Okay. Did I reach my knife so I can start cutting the ear?
You might reach it. It's gonna. It has actually pulled you closer to it. And you see the mouth or maw or something of this thing open up, and it's like it's spitting some enormous amount of spit at you. I need a dodge at a with a penalty die.
Oh no. Okay. That's a 17, and the penalty is... Oh, 17! Yes!
You succeed?
Heart. Yes, heart. Okay.
All right, so yeah, so you managed to sort of jump out of the way of most of it. So you take 2 points of damage as you sort of get to the edge of this pool of... And it just burns. It's not fire, but it just
like acid. Okay.
So you can give me give me a dex roll.
Do you have anything else? Draw the thing.
I don't think so.
That's a pass.
Okay, so you can give me a knife roll.
That's a 10, but let me check. I don't see any knife here, but I got the fighting or brawl.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So it's a pass.
Pass. Okay. So you managed to go ahead and roll your damage.
1d4 was it?
Yeah.
Right. 1 point.
All right, so So you start to cut through these things, and it shoots some more out at you. And you are basically on the wrong side of the slope at this point. I don't see any way of you getting yourself out of here. I think we're gonna leave you there for a little bit.
And I will call for Alicia one more time. Alicia.
Yep. Paul, you fight your way back through the house, and you get out, and you can give me a spot hidden with a bonus die.
The bonus die helps a little tiny bit, but not enough. I do not spot the things which are hidden.
Okay, well, what you do not spot are the boat, and the other thing you do not spot is Alicia.
Yep. Alicia, where are you, girl? I assume she ran back towards the house, or the house, the car, so that's where I'm going.
Well, you're stuck in the bayou without a boat.
Oh, the boat is gone. Oh.
Yeah, the boat is what you don't is the first thing you don't see.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The second thing you don't see is Alicia.
Alicia, where are you, girl?
You hear some horrible screams from Jimmy. And you also hear some. Give me a pow roll, actually, Paul.
My pow roll is a hard success.
Okay. So you hear these screams from Jimmy there, and you eventually they stop. Give me a luck roll, Paul.
Let's see. My 20 luck says not even close.
Okay. Alicia, you sort of come to your senses.
I do. How surprising.
You're in a boat. You're in the bayou. It's evening. And you are... I guess you can give me a spot hidden. I'm looking for a hard success here.
Okay. Nope.
Okay. You are in the bayou. You apparently were boating by yourself. And you have.
Do I still have the journal in my hand? Will that maybe help jog my memory?
Nope.
Damn.
No, you dropped the journal. You dropped your notes. You dropped everything. There is some food on the boat. There's some water on the boat. You probably were coming out for a picnic.
I think I'll have a sip of water.
You could definitely do that. You slowly come to remember that you came out here with your bandmates, and maybe you dropped them off. You've certainly heard plenty of stories of people getting lost in the bayou and never showing up again, and you kind of remember even a story about Jimmy being out lost in the bayou for a day, mm-hmm. overnight.
Now, if I look around, that was probably for my spot hidden. Okay.
Yep.
I was going to say, do I see any fire or glow of fire?
Or hear someone calling your name?
Yeah, or hear someone yelling my name.
Well, I guess if you shut down the boat, if you shut down the engine...
Yeah.
Which you might do. Give me a listen roll.
Twenty-one is a hard success.
Yeah, so you shut down the boat and drink some water, and you do sort of echoing out through the swamp there. You think you might hear your name.
I'll call out back.
Okay. Well, through your broken ribs, we'll see how loud you get. Paul, you can give me a listen roll.
Okay. Nope. I do not listen. I think I don't listen. Nope. I do not listen.
All right. So
I'm too busy yelling.
Too busy yelling. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, you're busy yelling, and Alicia's got a weak voice these days. And there's a lot of noise behind you. There's a fire going on.
Well, Jimmy made it back through the swamp from here, so I can too. So,
all right.
If that boy can do it, I can do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, can each of you give me luck rolls?
I can try. Ah, 2. Yeah.
Not even close.
So, Alicia, you start the engine back up, and you eventually make it to somewhere, and from somewhere you make it to somewhere, and after a while you realize that you are on a road that would get you to New Orleans.
Right now, Paul's idea of going to Kentucky or Ohio is sounding pretty good. So I think Alicia's probably gonna just skip town.
All right. So Alicia, give me a disguise roll.
Uh oh. Disguise. Let's see what my disguise is, if any. Oh, I have a 40 in disguise.
Awesome.
And I made an ought 5.
So that's you, extreme. As you approach the quarantine roadblocks, you get out your makeup and a scarf and maybe some nice gloves. And between your good looks and your well applied makeup, you manage to somehow convince the roadblock that you are not infected, and you manage to sweet talk your way through the quarantine. Just maybe you claim that you have a gig that you have to get to, and give them a little smile and a autograph or something, but you are able to make your way to Kansas City. Over the next week, you worsen considerably to the point where you are eventually just completely bedridden. I need from you I guess rather than subtracting all that stuff, we'll just look for a hard success on a POW roll from you with your current reduced POW.
Okay, well, let's just try that. Current reduced POW is 50. Ought 8.
So you are bedridden for a couple weeks at some kind of a flop house in Kansas City. You are sure you're going to die, but you just hang on. You are fighting hard to stay alive, and you manage to eke through, and you start feeling just a little bit better. Another week goes by, and you have, you know, you've lost 20 pounds, and you're able to get some soup in you. You find the paper, and it seems like New Orleans is also recovering.
No thanks to us.
They are claiming 18,000 people in the end died of the red
river fever.
What do you mean, no thanks to us? We burned the creature. We killed it.
I don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that.
I'm just assuming that.
Yep. You don't hear from any of your bandmates again. You do, as a result of your brush with terror, you become convinced that all of it was the fault of your sinning ways, and you think about Paul's discussion, what he was talking about, Pearl, about Apolline Clement, and you decide to put your singing voice to work for the Lord and become a gospel singer in Kansas City, trying to live the righteous life. In your now that you're away from the city of sin.
Yeah. Well, hey, that sounds like a happy ending if I ever heard of one.
So your role on the, so you ended up rolling for a phobia, and it was a fear of sinning as your long term.
Oh, interesting.
I was not sure how we were going to work that into the whole world, but
I think that works out nicely.
Yeah, it seemed to work out well.
So just to clarify then, so Jimmy ended up dying in the fire, right?
Jimmy ended up dying, in the fire, perhaps in the maw of this creature. Paul ended up dying,
just lost in the swamp.
Of swamp.
Fair enough.
Death by swamp.
Yep. And the creature does end up dying. Had it died sooner, a lot fewer people in New Orleans would have
perished.
But
cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Edwin. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. Fun.
Yeah, it seems like I missed the interesting session when they actually faced the monster for the first time.
Most of us missed that.
Yeah,
such a shame.
Most of us either missed that or died during that.
Yeah, I feel like in this case the party splitting and separating actually worked out well, in the sense of worked out interestingly.
Yeah.
I think it's possible that with enough of you at once, you might have succeeded in destroying the creature at any given time. But I think, and it's even possible, I think if Alicia had held on to her marbles there, you still would have had a pretty tough power roll ahead of you to successfully control it. But it certainly could have worked. But you just never know.
Well, jazz has saved the world once again.
Yep.
Well, awesome for a little 4-hour scenario.
Yeah, that was real nice. Thanks, Edwin.
Oh, cool. Can you guys hang on for a second? I want to stop the recording. I got something I want to talk to you guys about.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'll say goodbye to the listeners and stop the recording okay. here.
Okay. Can you guys hold on for like 30 seconds? Because I really need to use the restroom or I'm going to die.